This is Radio Nepal. I am Dila Prasai with the news. The headlines first. House of Representatives unanimously endorses proposal seeking consideration on Public Service Broadcasting Bill. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda says government is committed to reforming country's economy. Health Ministry urges caution, saying COVID-19 cases will go up in coming days. And gun attack in Kentucky of U.S. state kills 4 and injures 9. Now the news in detail. The House of Representatives has unanimously endorsed a proposal seeking consideration on the Public Service Broadcasting Bill 2078 Vikram Sambat. Responding to the concerns raised in a proposal seeking consideration on Public Service Broadcasting Bill in yesterday's House of Representatives meeting, Minister for Communication and Information Technology Rekha Sharma said the state-owned media houses should run in line with the changing context. Minister Sharma said that state has not kept its responsibility for the operation of Radio Nepal and Nepal Television. The minister, however, added that the organizations should run independently. Taking part on the theoretical aspect of the bill, Nepali Congress leader Arjun Narsingh Kesi viewed that all four state-run media houses, Radio Nepal, Rashtriya Samachar Samiti, Gorkha Patra and Nepal Television should be kept under a same umbrella. He added that they should be run from the state's reserved fund, making them competitive in the global context. Likewise, former Communication and Information Technology Minister and lawmaker Gyanendra Bahadur Karki said that the government should unveil concrete plans to improve the financial health of the Radio Nepal and Nepal Television. Similarly, CPN Maoist Center lawmaker Madhab Sapkota suggested that the Gorkha Patra and Rashtriya Samachar Samiti should be managed by bringing under the same bill. Speaker Devraj Khemiri has asked the lawmakers to submit their suggestions for revising the Public Service Broadcasting Bill within 72 hours. Meanwhile, lawmakers of different parties in the House of Representatives drew the attention of the government towards various issues. During a special hour in yesterday's House of Representatives meeting, the lawmakers sought for accountability and transparency on the part of the government and political parties. UML lawmaker Padam Giri argued government's attention on country's economic condition, high interest rate of banks and price hike of chemical fertilizer. Similarly, Dilendra Prasad Badu of Nepali Congress urged the government to reopen Northern Checkpoint through diplomatic initiatives. The annual report of the Office of the Attorney General 2022-23 has been presented in the House of Representatives meeting. Minister for Communication and Information Technology, Rekha Sharma, presented the report yesterday on behalf of Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda. Meanwhile, Speaker Devraj Khemiri has made a ruling to the government to respond to the queries raised by the lawmakers at various times during the session of the House of Representatives. The National Assembly yesterday unanimously approved the Commission for the Investigation of Abuse of Authority, Third Amendment Bill 2023 and the Corruption Control First Amendment Bill 2023. Minister for Agriculture and Livestock Development, Dr. Beduram Bhushal, on behalf of Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda, presented the proposal seeking endorsement of the two bills. Earlier, a meeting of the National Assembly unanimously approved a proposal seeking discussions on the two bills along with the report of the Legislation Management Committee. Replying to the questions raised by the lawmakers during the discussions on the proposal, Minister Bhusal said the House of Representatives would hold intensive discussions on the proposal approved and sent by the National Assembly. In the meeting, Minister Dr. Bhusal presented the annual reports of the National Information Commission and the Commission for the Investigation of Abuse of Authority. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda has said that the government is committed to resolving present problems seen in the country's economy. Addressing the 72nd annual general meeting of the Nepal Chamber of Commerce in Kathmandu yesterday, Prime Minister Dahal sought support from the private sector for economic reforms. The Prime Minister applauded the contribution made by the private sector to run the national economy. He further said the private sector has a significant role in achieving Nepal's goal of graduating from a least developed country by 2026 and the Sustainable Development Goals by 2030. Finance Minister Dr. Prakash Sharan Mahat has directed the custom officials to work dutifully and produce results. Addressing the customs management seminar organized by the Department of Customs in Kathmandu yesterday, Finance Minister Dr. Mahat directed the custom officials to give top priority to their responsibility. Finance Minister Dr. Mahat urged the custom officials to monitor leakage of revenue in coordination with security bodies. Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Home Affairs Narayan Kajisrestha has pledged to address the issue of citizenship at the earliest, seeking national consensus. In his address to a press meet organized by the press center Chitwan yesterday, the Home Minister said no Nepali should experience statelessness. The Ministry of Health and Population has appealed to all to stay aware and alert in view of the growing cases of coronavirus infection. Joint spokesperson at the ministry, Dr. Samir Kumar Adhikari, informed that the current state of infection indicates that the infection would spread more for some days. The ministry recorded infection among 124 persons out of 2,566 tests conducted yesterday alone. Similarly, 29 persons got recovery from coronavirus in the same day. The number of people with active infection has reached 444. There are 21 persons in isolation in the Kathmandu Valley, while 10 are receiving treatment at ICU. Visiting former Minister of South Korea, Dr. Lee Nam-ki, says the government of South Korea could make investments in Nepal if the investment-friendly environment is created for the same. During a meeting with Vice Chairperson of the National Planning Commission, Dr. Min Bahadur Shrestha, in Kathmandu yesterday, Dr. Lee said Nepal could take a stride in development activities by bringing in technologies and investments from Korea. You are listening to Radio Nepal 8 AM English News Bulletin. We continue with the international updates now. Four people were killed when an employee opened fire in a bank in Kentucky and live-streamed the attack on Instagram in US. The victims were aged between 40 and 64. Among nine others injured was a rookie police officer who graduated into the force 2 weeks ago. Police responded within 3 minutes and fatally shot the attacker in an exchange of gunfire. The shooting took place at the Old National Bank in the city center at about 8:30 local time. Likewise, at least four people have been killed and eight injured in a bombing targeting a police vehicle in the southwestern Pakistani city of Quetta yesterday. Al Jazeera cited police as saying the target was the vehicle of the acting superintendent of police investigations, which was parked in a Kandahari Bazaar. It is said that initial reports showed an improvised explosive device was planted in a motorcycle parked behind the officer's vehicle. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. Forecasting division says the weather is likely to be partly cloudy in the hilly areas and mainly fair in the rest of the country. Kathmandu's weather report now. Maximum temperature of 29.5 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 12.3 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin. But before we wrap up the headlines once again. House of Representatives unanimously endorses proposal seeking consideration on public service broadcasting bill. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda says government is committed to reforming country's economy. Health Ministry urges caution, saying COVID-19 cases will go up in coming days. And gun attack in Kentucky of your state kills 4 and injures 9. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English News edition is at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Stay tuned, stay safe, and have a good day.